it's really good to work with them because, one, it reminds me of where I come from, so I never forget and I don't want to go back there. But two, I can help the men that come in similar situations to me with my experience, just what worked for me and what didn't, you know, and hopefully that gives them a little bit of an upper hand.
Simon Tulk has turned his life around since he was sent to Adel House. Now he wants to help others who come to this drug and alcohol rehabilitation farm on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. G'day, I'm Michael Kavanagh. Simon's gathered some valuable skills during his time here, machinery tickets that are helping him get work in the community.
Some of the skills I've learnt whilst being here have been skid steer bobcat operation, like all aspects of that, different stuff with excavators. At the moment, we've got a roller here on site doing some rolling around the dam. I'm capable of operating that stuff. That's all stuff that I've learned here. It's opened up heaps of opportunity for me to work in the construction industry.
Adel House is situated on 90 hectares just inland from Coffs Harbour. It's run by the not-for-profit Pace Foundation. They grow blueberries for the local market and have recently branched out into growing both aniseed and lemon myrtle tube stock to sell. Sandra McClellan is the farm manager.
Most of the men come in with varying skills. A lot of them don't come in with any horticultural or nursery experience, so we sort of start them at the base end of the propagation tunnel. So they do everything from learning how to cut, obviously maintenance in the nursery, like leaf picking, filling the tubes, filling the pots, learning to tube up. So they're involved from the cutting end to the dispatch end. Basically just engage them. I think sometimes it's just the engagement with them and having them in the shed with some of my staff. So the staff are pretty good at what they do in the shed. So the clients come in and we just engage them and show them the process and the procedure with the cuttings. We also have a fairly active vegetable garden. So to break the sort of, a lot of nursery work is quite tedious. So it's very repetitious. I think that's sometimes good for souls, repetition. So standing there for a few days and then we'll go down to the garden. So we'll grow garlic, lettuce, whatever we can put our hands on. So, you know, even snow peas, we go down there for a bit of a forage sometimes and, you know, munch on a few snow peas and eat a bit of rocket and pull out some garlic. So they've planted garlic. We try to involve in all farm activities, not just the nursery. A lot of the clients come in with lots of questions, like why we do this, how we do it, you know, why are we doing it? And we answer them, honestly, we answer them any way we can. Obviously, they're doing a lot of head mulls and realising what they're doing here as well. So just keeping them occupied, involved and engaged is the main thing, yeah.
There's not just work to be done in the propagation sheds. Adel House also has its own Dorper sheep flock to care for. For Director Richard Alloway, it's all part of the farm becoming self-sufficient.
For us, I guess it's about diversity, about having a look at different things with the long-term view of the training farm being able to sustain eventually the rehab. The Dorpers are part of working towards that self-sustainability. They're also good lawn mowers, but they're primarily here for eating. They produce, they shed their own wool, they're low maintenance, but they produce a commodity called lamb that's really good on the dinner table.
How's that explained to the people that come along here for rehab, that they've not only got to be physically involved in the work, whether it be directly with the crop or in the machinery, but there's also butchering and eating of food produced here?
It's a massive eye-opener and a massive insight for people that have never been, the majority of our participants, that have never been involved in that sort of thing, where they actually pen the Dorpers at night, where they actually dog-proof the fences, where they actually take care of them, and then they can experience the butcher at work butchering the sheep and then eating the actual end product, as with our vegetable garden. You know, it's all part of saying, hey, look, you know, you're a part of something that's helping us live on and survive.
For Simon Tulk, life is definitely on the improve. He's now living in Coffs Harbour and is employed back here on the farm.
Life's changed all for the better. In addiction, I lost pretty much everything, not straight away, but over a period of time, my drug use got worse and worse. The types of drugs that I used escalated into heavy drugs. I ended up pushing my family away. Any real friends that I had, I pushed them all away, and I was homeless. Life was unmanageable. Since I've been here, I've got all those things back. My family are back in my life. I have good relationships with them. I have some real friends in my life today. I've come a long way. I've learned a lot. So long as I practice what I've learnt, I think I'll be all right. That's the main thing. If I don't action the stuff that I've learnt within this rehab program, life will go pear-shaped real quick.
Not blueberry shaped.
No, not at all.